If you're a refugee in Australia but you're on a temporary protection visa, you'll have to fork out up to $100,000 for a university degree if you want an education. That's because these visa holders are barred from going to uni on the HEC scheme. But one entrepreneur in Sydney, who was a refugee herself, has teamed up with the University of Technology Sydney to help these aspiring students, as Eleni Soltis reports.
The first year of university can be an expensive transition to adult life for any young person, but for those holding temporary protection visas, the costs can be exorbitant.
It is not cheap to live on a temporary protection visa, and you've got your living expenses to the side, and you've also got your legal expenses, and it is not very easy to get your hands on finances. So that you can seek legal advice, so that you can actually become a permanent refugee.
This 21-year-old Iranian refugee, who doesn't wish to be named, studies at the University of Technology, Sydney. He now has a humanitarian visa, but for his first year at UTS, he was on a temporary protection visa, which meant he wasn't eligible for HECS.
It was in that 1 year I paid $30,000. And I always joke about this. I say what I paid in my first year equals what I will pay in the remaining 4 years of my studies.
Temporary protection visas, which grant refugees protection in Australia for 3 years, were reintroduced by the Abbott government in 2014. UTS has now pledged to financially help young people holding these visas.
We're approached every year on an individual basis, and often through refugee support services and through schools. They'll ring us up and say, oh, we have this student, the only problem is they're going to have to pay up to $100,000 for a degree, they've got the marks, they've had this amazing story of courage and resilience, what can you do to help?
That's Verity Firth, the Executive Director of Social Justice at UTS, and today the university's launching scholarships for up to 16 students with refugee and asylum seeker backgrounds.
We'll be covering the cost of their international student fees, so the university will cover in the first year up to $30,000 to $40,000 worth of fees, and in each subsequent year it will be between $15,000 to $20,000 worth of fees. The university also provides a range of wraparound supports, so we're making sure that we're providing proper transition services, counselling services, financial advice, a whole range of different supports to help these students through university so that they can succeed.
This new humanitarian scholarship also covers daily expenses, and the Sydney-based charity Aspire, Motivate, Believe has agreed to cover those costs. The charity's co-founder is Marina Brazar. She was also a refugee fleeing the civil war in Bosnia in 1992. She calls this scholarship a golden ticket, which will help asylum seekers and refugees become significant contributors to society.
We're hoping that instead of this idea of humanitarian and protection labels to be placed on people who are refugees, for them to be seen as contributors and to be looking at complementary pathways, because a lot of people come with entrepreneurial, enthusiastic, very willing approaches to contribute to society. So this is just a mechanism to allow that to eventuate.
Applications for the humanitarian scholarship opens this week.
Eleni Soltis reporting.